Aboriginal activists have slammed a decision by the West Australian government to dump the private company running prisoner transport services in the state and replace it with the company running Australia's troubled immigration detention centres. The G4S company lost the contract after an Aboriginal elder died of heatstroke while being transported across the desert. But the decision to replace G4S with another private contractor, Serco, which runs detention centres, has also enraged prison officers. David Webber reports.
Serco is now the preferred tenderer for court security and custodial services in Western Australia. Corrective Services Minister Terry Redman.
I have confidence in the integrity of the process and just the level of rigour that we put through to ensure that the service provision will be up to the standards that we want.
With what happened with Mr Ward, the company, G4S, couldn't have their contract cancelled because there needed to be two deaths in custody. Was that right?
It's my understanding that that's the case. With the current contract, the way it's written, it would only simply take one death in custody for the state, should it wish to take action to take the contract away. I have confidence that what's been put up in those contractual arrangements is, in fact, an improvement to the services that have been provided before. And for that reason, I've got confidence that we do not want to have and won't have a repeat of what happened with Mr Ward.
Yesterday, the state government pleaded guilty to a charge laid under the Occupational Health and Safety Act in relation to the death of Mr Ward in 2008. The government pleaded guilty to failing to ensure the Aboriginal elder was not exposed to hazards. G4S pleaded guilty to a similar charge last month. Both face fines in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Deaths in Custody Watch Committee's Deputy Chairman, Mark Newhouse.
It's not a question of if, it's a question of when there is another death in transport or near death in transport. The government will have blood on its hands. We have warned them, but they've deemed it appropriate to go ahead and award this contract.
Serco says it's looking forward to transforming court security and prison transfers by providing a humane service. It says the company plans to introduce a new system. The WA Prison Officers Union says it doesn't have confidence in Serco. The union's acting state secretary, John Walker.
These sort of contracts should be done by the government, because then they'd be more accountable and there wouldn't be profits being made out of the custodial services.
You don't think that arrangements can be set up within the contract to ensure the safety of prisoners?
Privatised contract service has been responsible for probably the two biggest failures. First, we had the death of Mr Ward in 2008, and we also had the escape of nine prisoners from cells at the Supreme Court in 2004. We had hoped with the debacle with G4S, that the department would return these services to the public service, but that appears not to be happening.
John Walker of the Prison Officers Union in Western Australia speaking there to David Webber.